FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The second round of public hearings on a tobacco control bill has wrapped up, ending public consultations in the country's provinces. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Health held the final leg at Greenwood Park Hall in Durban North yesterday. People have been having their say about the Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill. It seeks to tighten public health protection measures through proposals that include banning vending machine cigarette sales and the regulation of e-cigarettes. Residents, organizations and political parties participated in yesterday's hearings. Sibusiso Hlongwane of Ward 77 in Umlazi believes alcohol poses a bigger problem.
Cigarettes don't kill as much as alcohol, yet we're going to treat them more special. Why? You have people drinking every weekend, getting into car crashes, a lot of damage to people's lives and every other thing that are there that are community-based. But you do not just put the same regulations, you do not put the same emphasis, you do not put the same amount of force and efforts into regulating alcohol as much as cigarettes.
Sibusiso Gwambe, who's with the SA Medical Research Council, says they appreciate the different views shared by the public.
Definitely do support this process 100%, and we do support the variety of views that people had on the bill as well.
The ATM Party's provincial secretary, Sipho Mbalo, feels the bill is flawed. He says small businesses, especially street vendors, will bear the brunt of the proposed regulations.
Those people depend on this thing. Parliament can go back and start the process afresh. Go to the communities, seek those that are going to be affected. Maybe then we can accept some of the contents that are here. But currently, as it is, we reject.
Seven suspects linked to the kidnapping of a Chinese businesswoman will line up in the Kokstad Magistrates Court today. The group was arrested in Port Chepstow on Friday. Authorities say the 46-year-old woman was kidnapped for ransom about 2 months ago in Kokstad. Officials say she and her security guard were accosted as she was closing a business premises for the day. They drove them away in her car before abandoning it and her guard in Bongweni. KZN Hawks' Simpiwe Mhlongo says the following day the kidnappers demanded 15 million rand from the woman's family for her release.
305,000 was raised and it was paid to the suspect, but they did not release the victim as agreed. The investigation continued and the Hawks members intensified their investigation after the suspect called again the family and demanded a ransom of 1.2 million. One suspect was arrested on Wednesday last week and her arrest led to the arrest of the other suspect, and the victim was rescued without any injury.
Police in the U.S. say a suspect taken into custody after a shooting at a university in Alabama was found with a handgun and a machine gun conversion device. An 18-year-old was killed and another 16 people wounded in the attack yesterday. It's not clear if the 25-year-old suspect was a student there. And finally, the price of Bitcoin has risen above $80,000 for the first time ever. After Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. election last week, the value of the world's biggest cryptocurrency has now risen by more than 80% so far this year. During his campaign, the president-elect pledged to make America the crypto capital of the planet. Back home, 20 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 18, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Springboks return to world number one with victory over Scotland. Stubbs and Coetzee lead the Proteas to victory against India, and Chelsea up to third with comeback draw against the Arsenal.